astrometry of variable compact radio sources, a search for galactic black hole X-ray binaries, by P. Attree et al. We use the Very Long Baseline Array to conduct high-precision astrometry of a sample of 33 compact, flat-spectrum, variable radio sources in the direction of the galactic plane, Becker et al. 2010. Although Becker et al. 2010, ruled out a few potential scenarios for the origin of the radio emission, the study could not rule out that these sources were black hole X-ray binaries, BHXBs. Most known BHXBs are first detected by X-ray or optical emission when they go into an outburst, leaving the larger quiescent BHXB population undiscovered. In this paper, we attempt to identify any galactic sources amongst the Becker et al. 2010 sample by measuring their proper motions as a first step to finding quiescent BHXB candidates. Amongst the 33 targets, we could measure the proper motion of 6 sources. We find that G32.7193 to 0.6477 is a galactic source and are able to constrain the parallax of this source with a 3 sigma significance. We found 3 strong galactic candidates, G32.5898 to 0.4468, G29.1075 to 0.1546, and G31.1494 to 0.1727, based purely on their proper motions, and suggest that G29.1075 to 0.1546 is also likely galactic. We detected 2 resolved targets for multiple epochs, G30.1038 plus 0.3984 and G29.7161 to 0.3178. We find 6 targets are only detected in 1 epoch and have an extended structure. We cross-match our VLBA detections with the currently available optical, infrared and X-ray surveys, and did not find any potential matches. We did not detect 19 targets in any VLBA epochs and suggest that this could be due to limited UV coverage, drastic radio variability or faint, extended nature of the sources. This was Astrometry of Variable Compact Radio Sources, a Search for Galactic Black Hole X-ray Binaries, by P. Attree et al.